Walker, who sent me a very, very disturbing story. I think that I can obtain video on this. I can't obtain video on this, but the last time I did a story about something, you know, the treatment, the poor treatment of a child, the maltreatment of a child by parents, I guess that, you know, so-called black women who viewed the video were offended enough to flag it, even though it was the absolute truth. And it was banned from YouTube and I had to put it up on Patreon. So what I'm going to do today is that I'm going to make, this is a watered down version of this video, and then I'm really going to get out how I want to get out over on my Patreon. And I'll leave the link to my Patreon right here for those of you who haven't got on my Patreon yet. You might want to go over there. You might want to go over there. It's only $5 a month. It ain't gonna kill you. But when I read this, I was very disturbed by it. And I'm not trying to, of course, make myself seem like a saint. But it brings back a lot of negative memories. When I was a child, I was growing up at the very start of the crack era, and I saw some very sad and alarming cases of child abuse and child neglect as a result of that drug hitting the streets, including some of my friends that I went to school with. So kind of affected me to read this. I've seen a lot of shit, but that don't mean you have to get used to it. Now I'm gonna read this news item for Media Takeout. You know, I got a few problems with the way that this article was written, but I'll talk about that after I read the news item. It's from MediaTakeout.com. Beautiful New Orleans woman allegedly kills kids on Facebook Live. Followers give 10,000 likes. A beautiful New Orleans woman and mother was arrested after the stabbing of her two children Sunday morning, killing her four-year-old daughter and sending her two-year-old son to the hospital in critical condition, Media Takeout has confirmed. According to authorities, the children were taken to a hospital where the girl, who was identified by family as Paris Roberts, has died. Police arrested 31-year-old Janae Pedescalo for second-degree murder, attempted murder, and second-degree cruelty to a juvenile. The circumstances surrounding the children's murder are shocking. Janae posted a now-deleted video on Facebook Live where the woman had blood dripping down her chest, saying, "I'm done. My children are dead. I'm done. I'm done with life," end quote. Later in the video, Pedescalo says, quote, "It was all Jermaine's fault," end quote. The video received 10,000 likes before it was removed. According to court records, Janae and the children's father, Jermaine Roberts, were in a legal battle over the custody of their children. Records said Jermaine sued his baby's mother, claiming that she was not stable, quote, not stable, or providing a healthy environment for the kids, end quote. The court sided with Janae, at least initially, and allowed the children to remain in her custody. And there's the And this, what I just read, shows you how far we have fallen as a society. And it shows you so-called black man that Nicaragua is a place that you do not want to be in. That's what it shows you. Even though this is a Nicaragua website, like Lipstick Alley, such website, this is a Nicaragua website, Media Takeout, there's a Nicaragua website, right? And the emphasis of Nicaragua is always on the worship of the so-called black woman. And even though this woman is involved in the case of child murder, they're still taking time to worship at the altar and comment on how she looks. Notice that the article is titled Beautiful Black Woman. It's titled, Beautiful New Orleans Woman Allegedly Kills Kids on Facebook Live. Followers give 10,000 likes. So even though, like I said, this is a case of child murder, they still find time to worship the female in question. Once this video uploads, please don't come to my comment section talking about, but she's a preference. What the hell does that even matter? This is something that black women tend to do no matter what skin shade they are. And it's scorched earth approach when they can't get their way. So don't come to me talking about, oh, but she a pref and stuff. I don't want to hear any of that silly shit. Please don't come to me talking about when you don't know what type of mental stress it is to be a mother. I don't want to hear that either. I'm not here. A lot of these other channels might play that equivocation game with y'all and that excuse and that deflection game with y'all, but I don't play that shit. So I don't want to hear any of that dumbass shit. I just don't. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear, but you ain't got no kids. You don't know how it is. I don't want to hear none of that goofy ass shit. I ain't going to stand for it, right? I don't want to hear anything about, well, black men do it too, or will white women do it too. I don't want to hear that shit either. We're talking about this case. And it's mostly women that's doing this, are all races. Because if it wasn't, we wouldn't have every state as a part of their executive branch of government would not have a child protective services. Because most of the time, women are in custody of the mother. They're around their mother more, and they're supposed to be around their mother more, because even if the man is still in the home, the man is supposed to be primarily outside of the home trying to get some damn money. So the women are around these children more. And so by the law of averages, most likely if some harm comes to them, it's going to be at the hands of a female. And it's mostly females that do this, which is why we have child protective services in every state. There's not one state in the union that doesn't have some type of child protective services, some type of department of children's services or whatever. It's not one state in the union that doesn't have that, right? The FBI says every year that the leading demographic as a perpetrator in second degree murder by way of child abuse are so-called black women. And please spare me the excuse, because I got pretty good. I've been on YouTube for a while. I got pretty good foresight. And please spare me the excuse about how she's not really black. She is black. She is black. I don't want to hear the shit about, oh, well, she a Creole. That ain't black. It's yes. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. You know, this really is a sad one right here. And you know, I'm trying to be restrained, but I am going to do a very uncut follow-up to this on Patreon. But this is a very sad attack right here. This is a very sad attack. Now, notice how they don't want to give a man in an article any credit. Notice how at the end, they say that, you know, that the father alleged that she was presenting these children with an unsafe environment and that she wasn't a stable person. And they said, well, the court sided with her, at least initially. So what that implies is that she might have been in the thought that she was about to lose a custody battle, or she probably had already lost it. And they might have, and her lawyer or whoever probably informed her that, hey, you know, when we go to this next court date, they probably gonna, you know, rule against you. And so she decided, like many of them, to take the scorched earth approach. I have been telling people for years since I've been on YouTube that the so-called black woman it wakes up every day entitled to the thought or the belief that so-called black men and so-called black children should make a suicide pact with her ego. The so-called black woman does not look at children how you would typically expect a mother to look at children. They look at children as property first. First and foremost, they look at children as their chattel. They look at men as their chattel, but they look at children as their chattel on a transitory basis, right? But they look at children as their chattel on an irrevocable basis because the children issue forth from their womb. They conduct themselves with the attitude of, they reserve that these children are their chattel. Their views of children are no different. I've been trying to tell y'all since 2015 that they do not view the so-called black man and his children. They do not view you collectively any different than an 18th century slaveholder would. I've been telling y'all this and telling y'all that, and it's been so many cases just like this that I've reported on this channel in the past. They view y'all no different than an 18th century slaveholder did. This is basically the casual killing act of Virginia enacted in modern times right here, what this woman did. These children, there was a condition that was about to be presented in which these children would have no longer served as a material benefit to her, and she decided that she was going to kill them. Plain and simple. She decided that she was going to kill them. Because they no longer served her economically, and because she didn't want the father to have a win. And this also plays into that no L's mentality video that I did on Patreon quite a few months ago. You know what? They just so egotistical that they can't take an L. Like I said, they expect the so-called black man and his children to make a suicide pact with her ego. And I would like to offer sincere condolences to the father in the case. His name is Jermaine Roberts. Is that the name she said? Yeah, Jermaine Roberts. I'd like to wish sincere condolences to him and his family for the loss of these two precious children. It's a picture of them laying in the car, the boy asleep. And I know that you're going to have some disgusting, foul black women exhibit yet again on another occasion how disgusting this foul and foul they are, and say that, oh well, you shit, he wanted her. That's one of the preferences. But guess what? Dark skinned women do attacks like this too. So called black women of all shades commit acts like this. This is not confined to any one skin color. So please, once again, spare me that house nigga preference talk. And go get a makeover or something. If you don't like how you look, go get a fucking makeover. But my channel is not the place to air grievances with your appearance or to project because you're angry about your appearance. It's not the place for that. And did you notice that something so fucking sick got 10,000 likes? Got 10,000 likes. Now I know that the overriding majority of her Facebook friends were probably so-called black women. And they actually gave that shit 10,000 likes. This proves the evil that lurks inside of them. When they had a nerve to try to talk about the so-called black man, it's very rare that a so-called black man kills his children or participates in murder suicides. That's a very rare event. You might get maybe less than three of those in a year in this whole entire country any given year. But it's dozens, if not hundreds, of attacks like this every year in this country. And please don't try to deny that fact, because if there weren't, we wouldn't have child protective services in every state, now would we? But this video got 10,000 likes. And those so-called black women were most likely applauding the destruction of black life, is what many so-called black women are about, despite the appearances that they try to put on. They were applauding the reinforcement of the right of ownership over those children that black women constantly assert and constantly attempt to maintain. And they were applauding the fact that this was done first and foremost to subvert the authority of a so-called black man, and that this was done strictly to spite a so-called black man. That is what they will applaud. That's what they will applaud. And this case right here shows without any reasonable doubt that the so-called black woman here in the United States is just rotten and evil down to the core. That they will sit there and like this video, 10,000 likes. And it really shows where we're headed. It really shows where we're headed. All I can say to you so-called black man is that if you watch this channel and if you want to try to follow the Lord's commandment to be fruitful and multiply, that you be very, very careful who you do it with. Please. This has been a Black Pill PSA.